Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle, the podcast that is designed to help build better businesses and better business owners. Today we have a special guest with us, Charles Craggett. We're happy and excited to have him on board. Thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We want to talk today about what sets service businesses apart from competitors. So in your opinion, what actually makes a lawn care or a home service business stand out today when there's so many competitors in the market?
I think the first thing is you have to really look at who your quote-unquote competitors are, right? So yes, there are a lot of landscaping and lawn maintenance companies, sure, but when you really get into the weeds on who these companies are, it's two Joes in a truck with a lawnmower. It's, you know, these guys, they're unprofessional, they aren't built out, they aren't branded, they're just two guys that maybe just started this thing, or they're just kind of, this is how they earn some money, but it isn't a business, right? So when it comes to competing like that, where we like to tell our clients is we say, hey, you want to focus on your ideal type of customer. Your ideal type of customer is not looking for two Joes in a truck. Okay. They're looking for consistent quality service. They're looking for consistent lawn maintenance. They need their properties maintained a certain way. They need to know that it's going to happen every week on the week or every month on the month, et cetera. Right. So it's really just focusing one on the branding and appealing to a higher sort of clientele and not just kind of trying to run around and pick up pennies at the bottom.
That is good. Do you think that most home service businesses compete on price, quality, or reputation?
I think a lot of times they're rushing to the bottom on price. And from my standpoint, especially with working with all of the different home service businesses that my agency has worked with, the best possible companies are the ones that focus on quality and they focus on deliverables, right? They're like, hey, we're going to be here at this time every week, every other week, etc. If we decide we're going to do a hardscaping project, this is the timeline clearly laid out and followed to a T, where over the course of this 3 weeks, you'll have your fountain, your patio, your retaining wall, etc. You know, so it's really just about seeing a lot of these home service businesses try to rush to the bottom to compete on price instead of just focusing on the value that they deliver. You know, value is the most important thing in those high-end clientele that we want to work with. They care more about value and consistency than they do about saving a few bucks.
I agree 100%. I think at least when I go to give an estimate, I base my estimate on my value.
Yes.
And the customer's perceived outcome. What do they want their yard to look like when I leave? What do they expect from my service? You know, when I roll up and I talk to a potential client, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, how much is it? Mm-hmm. I know immediately they're probably not my ideal customer.
Exactly.
Because they're more concerned about money and what it's going to cost them than the perceived outcome.
Yes.
But when I roll up and someone says, I don't care what you charge, we want you to do the job because we've seen your work. We know you're trustworthy. We know you're dependable. You know, that's my ideal customer.
Yes.
And you hit the nail right on the head. You got to learn to figure out how you can determine who your ideal customer is.
You have to take the time to really understand that. I mean, I understand that there are probably going to be a variety of different people on this podcast where they might be either at the beginning of their business or maybe they're a little more established, whatever. But you have to realize that trying to fight on price is just a race to the bottom. There's always going to be someone who's willing to do it cheaper. Here in Cleveland, we call it crackhead pricing. And it's like, okay, there's always going to be someone with crackhead pricing that's willing to cut your lawn for you. But on the same side, there's also going to be branded and professional companies that are going to treat your property with the respect it deserves. And above all, too, I mean, it's to me, when I talk to a homeowner and they have a landscaper who's out there, beautiful branded truck, professional working employees, people are getting things done, it's all on schedule. You can see the pride on a homeowner's face even when the work is happening. They're like, I've got this great company that's servicing me, as opposed to just some random dude who jumped out of a crappy beat up truck or something like that, right? So yeah, it's just learning not to worry about competing with those guys. They're always going to be there. Let the cheap people deal with the Joes in the truck, and you focus on the value focused people.
That's good. I think that we all start off as Chuck in the truck.
Yes.
You know, because the entry into the industry is low. You need a mower, a trimmer, and a blower. You can start a lawn care business.
Right.
But the problem is when people get stuck and they stay.
Yes.
As Chuck in the truck. They never learn. They never add systems and processes to their business. They never grow because they never invest in themselves and they never invest in their business. You know, like you said, they're just out there cutting grass.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can mow grass, but there's a difference in mowing and cutting.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and it's that Chuck in the truck mentality, that Chuck in the truck way of thinking. And we've got to, grow. We've got to invest in ourselves to make ourselves. I've said before, and I'll say it again. If you want to attract new clients, you have to make yourself attractive.
Yes, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Because there's a lot of people, they're very unattractive with their businesses. They look like everyone else. There's nothing interesting about them, nothing that makes them stand out. Nothing that sets them apart. They are just a Chuck in the truck. But the sooner that you can say, I mean, all it would take for you to kind of eliminate the Chuck in the truck image is maybe 5 to 10 good clients. You find those 5 to 10 good clients and you can start the process of adding systems to your business, becoming more professional, maybe investing in a little bit of marketing, et cetera, right? But I think that we get excited, especially when we're new to business. We're just counting the money as opposed to really exploring like, no, this is revenue. This isn't profit. This isn't anything that we're taking home yet, right? Like, you know, so there's that transition period where you're got to go from side hustler to business owner. And the sooner that you can decide, I'm going to make that trade, the better your business is going to grow and the quicker it's going to grow.
And you have to determine, I don't want to blend. I want to stand out.
Bingo. Yeah.
I don't want to blend in. I'm not here to be average. Someone's got to be the best.
Yes.
It might as well be me. It might as well be you. And it might as well be our listeners. You have to make up your mind. I'm not going to blend. Because there's no real growth potential in blending.
100%.
But when I determine to stand out, I always like to say, when you show up, show out.
Very real. So
let's take a short break here and let's listen to a word from my show sponsor, EarthaPro CRM.
Nice.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at earthapro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
You run the outside work, we run the office.
And we're back with Charles Craggett, and we're talking about what sets you apart, what makes you stand out. You don't want to blend, you want to be separated from your competitors. So, in order to do that, one must begin to market themselves, build a brand. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, of course. So obviously we're a marketing and systems agency. That's what we do as far as helping people get branded and everything of that nature. And I think a lot of people focus very heavily on things like, oh, I need my logo, or my website needs to look pretty, or this or that. But really, brand is built by your core values and the way that you execute on business, right? So if you start the if you start with a culture of discipline, strong performance, like you said, showing up and showing out, under promising and over delivering, and then making sure that you get the chance to get either a referral or a review from those initial customers that you get in the door, your brand becomes reliability. Your brand becomes consistency. Your brand becomes strength, right? So the main thing when it comes to branding is that you have to establish what it is that you're branding, first of all, because you don't want to be associated with sloppiness, with lateness, with, you know, a variety of different things, right? So building your brand really just comes from how you deliver on the work that you're going to do. All the marketing in the world cannot save you if your deliverables are horrible. Right. Nobody's going to want to work with you. People are going to put up Google reviews about you and say how awful it was to work with you. Folks aren't going to hire you. And you can put honesty, integrity, whatever, all over your website, but the Google reviews will damn you, you know? So the real brand just comes from how we perform when we're out in the streets.
I like that, because when I realize people will buy into me before they buy into my business, that alone changed my business.
Yes.
Because I began to sell myself, you know, and I want them to buy into my business. I want them, you know, to appreciate the hard work and appreciate the efforts that we put forth to make their property beautiful, but my reputation is what they're buying. I'll never forget one time I hired a guy and I went by and picked him up. He ran out his front porch. His hair's all a mess. He had black silky shorts on with yellow polka dots on them.
Oh boy.
He jumped in the truck and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We're going to work, aren't we?" I said, "Not like that, you're not. and you go back in the house, put some jeans on or a pair of khakis, put that nice logo t-shirt on that I gave you to wear.
Yep.
And present yourself as an employee of professional lawn maintenance, because I've worked too hard to build my reputation to let you destroy it.
Yeah. And that was beautiful that you did that. You have to establish the culture right from the beginning. When you start letting small things slide like that, it becomes a snowball effect. And then next thing you know, guys are not only showing up underdressed, but they're showing up late. They're smoking cigarettes while they're working. They're not doing the things they're supposed to do. The lunch break is an hour. They're taking two. You know, it's a slippery slope, and you have to get it under control.
Or they think, well, we really don't need to trim this week. Or we really don't need to edge the sidewalk this week. We'll like, let it
it's
slide
fine.
Next
we'll
week.
Slide it. We'll do that. Yeah.
Once you get on that slippery slope, there's no stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost next to impossible, in my opinion.
And I was going to say, and if you're someone who's on the slippery slope right now, you might be better off just kind of burning the whole thing down and starting over.
Exactly.
Get rid of those bad employees, get rid of those non-performers, and figure out how you can get some A players into your midst that aren't going to embarrass your company or bring your brand down.
Well, what are some small things that a lawn care business or a home service business can do to help them get recognized by their customer for their hard work?
So we're huge on, number one, not just getting reviews from clients, but if a client is open to it, we like to shoot a quick video with them. To share on the social media pages or to run ads to, right? Because nice. You can simply take that video and run some traffic to it. And, you know, here's just a happy homeowner. Hey, I'm happy with ABC Lawn Care. They did a great job taking care of my yard. Here's a video of the yard or the project that you've developed. And that does almost all of the selling for you. So definitely make more use of video. Every client isn't going to want to be on video, and that's fine, you know, but it never hurts to ask, right? You'll have a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, no, I'd be happy to make you a video. You know, or I'd be happy to appear in this with you, or I'd be happy to give you a testimonial, you know. So the biggest advice I could give to somebody is ask. You know, a lot of times we create these narratives in our head that if we ask and they say no, it's going to be so embarrassing. They're going to yell at me. They're never going to work with me again and blah, 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 and all the other stuff that we create in our minds. But the reality is, if a person is satisfied with what they do, the least that they can do for you is leave you a review, and most will. Yeah.
That's good. It's that, everything you just said, and we rolled up to a property, and it was trash day. The trash can sitting out by the street. It was empty. I told my guy, before you start trimming, pull that trash can up by the garage door. He said, is that our job? I said, yes. No, but we do it.
Yeah.
Because it's letting the customer know, I'm not just here to mow. I'm here to serve.
Right.
I'm here to do the little things, making sure a gate's closed. So when the homeowner gets home, lets the little mud out, it doesn't run out and run away. You know, it's just the little things that you can do that separates you from some of the chucks in the truck or your competitors.
Exactly.
Just getting in the habit of serving. You know, I'm here to serve my client. I'm here to make
sure. Yes, the word serve is literally in service.
Yes, sir.
So if you're providing a service, you need to be in the mentality of serving, you know.
That's good. Yes, sir. Well, how important is branding in a local service business like lawn care? I mean, I know we want our trucks logoed. We want hats and t-shirts. But how important is that compared to just word of mouth?
I think that it's important because word of mouth can work in a variety of different ways. I've had clients where they were all out there, they were working, they were doing all the things that they were supposed to do, and somebody who lived in the neighborhood just happened to drive by and see that, like, the professionalism on full display. They're like, oh, these guys keep a clean work site. These guys are dressed well. It looks like they're getting work done. And we saw that particular person actually stop, get out of their car, and scan the QR code, you know, that was on the side of the truck. So, yes, there's word of mouth from clients telling other people about stuff. But when it comes to your branding, sometimes just being visible and having that accessibility is what's going to allow the other side of word of mouth to happen, which is, man, I saw these guys out there. I've been thinking about getting a new landscaping company, and these guys look sharp. These guys look like they could take care of it, right? So there's the other side of word of mouth that a lot of people don't think about, which is just people are going to have opinions of you when they see you out in the streets doing what you do. So I would rather be someone who can be easily branded as professional, consistent.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Viable, etc. And so when that random homeowner drives past my crew, they're like, you know what? Yeah, I might call these guys, right? And then we start to reinforce it, okay? Because they'll see the branded stuff. Maybe they'll come across an ad online. Maybe they'll come across a, if some people do billboards or mailers or what have you, right? But it's the rule of seven. If they consistently see you, they consistently see your brand. It takes about seven times interacting with a brand before a person tends to make a buying decision. So the fastest way to get to seven is maybe I've got seven great employees out here who are doing their thing on this big property and they all saw the shirt. You know, the seven could also be, I saw this guy, he pulled up in his truck to get a cup of coffee. He looked sharp. And then I saw his ads and I saw his billboard and I saw his truck was laid out correctly. You know, it's always about how you're carrying yourself out in the public eye. That's ultimately what word of mouth is.
And if you fail at that first impression, you might not ever get a second chance.
You might ever get a second chance. Exactly. You know, a lot of people are very quick to just say, absolutely not. No, you know,
my dad used to tell me, he's gone now and I miss him, but he used to tell me, don't do anything to put a black mark against your name.
Yes.
Because if you destroy your reputation, you might not ever recover.
Exactly.
Because it's hard to rebuild a reputation once it's destroyed. And that has always stuck to me. I remember when I was just young, 8, 9 years old, he would say, I'm leaving to go to work. When I get home, I want the yard mowed. And he would say, I want the line straight. I don't want to see any turnaround marks. You know, once you get down to the end, you make your turn. When you're done, you do a couple of runs the other direction because I don't want to see those turnaround marks. And he wanted the yard to look perfect. Back then, I thought he was a good torture master. But now I see what he invested in me, what he put in me, drives me today. And I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
But it drives me today to be the best version of me and do the best job that I possibly can for my clients. So I appreciate him pushing me and driving me to be perfect and to do the best job possible. So what is one branding mistake that you see service businesses make?
I think the biggest mistake that I see service businesses make with their branding is getting overly focused on the aesthetic without, you know, really taking the time to hone in on the deliverables. You know, you've got to make sure that you're putting out a quality product, a quality service. That's more of the brand than any t-shirt, any logo, any truck, whatever, right? So once that's honed in, I think the other mistake that they make is that they spend a lot of money very quickly on all things branding. Okay, I got to get this website. That might be a few thousand dollars. I've got to get these trucks wrapped. That's a few thousand dollars. I've got to get all my guys some shirts. I've got to, instead of scaling into it little by little, right? So I would lean towards with, like, for our salespeople, right? We tend to say, hey, instead of just getting them the branded shirt and some business cards, let's maybe invest in some estimate folders, a nice branded folder that has your QR on the back, that has all your information, some company stuff inside of there. And it can sit, because we know that people, they'll get these estimates and then maybe they'll just kind of pin it to the fridge or they'll throw it somewhere, whatever. It's not very eye-catching. It gets lost under the table of junk, right? But if we've got this beautiful branded folder with a nice pristine landscape right on the front, our logo, a way to contact us immediately and everything like that, not only is it going to stay at the top of the customer's mind, but it's also probably going to jump out at other people who happen to come by the house and see it, you know?
Right.
So that would be like, okay, cool. Let me get some good uniforms for my team. Now let me invest in some good sales materials for them. Okay, great. Now we're really getting some motion because of these things. And we have more sales coming in because we better equipped our salespeople. Wonderful. Now we can use that money to redesign the website or get the trucks wrapped, right? So a lot of times we see these guys, they go to the bank, they get approved for A, B, C, and D. They've already sunk themselves into the hole buying an expensive mower or a riding mower or whatever and all the equipment that they need. But then they take it even further with all of the branding stuff. And it's like, you haven't even figured out your foundation yet, and you're already 10, 20, 30, 40, 50K in the hole, you know, yeah. with no customers, you know.
They take off like rockets, yeah. And they fall like rocks.
Exactly. So it's like taking a little bit of time, not so much saying that you have to build your business slow, but you need to build your business with a strategy. Slow down a little bit, understand where you are, and have a like micro goals. If the overall goal is to get to $1 million in revenue per year, what are some micro goals I can measure every quarter to ensure that I hit that? What are the things that $1 million landscaping company is doing? How did they do it? And I think the other thing too is a lot of people do not reach out and ask for help. They don't ask for help, whether it's listening to a podcast like this, maybe reaching out to a marketing agency to learn how they could get better marketing or at least get a strategy. Or hell, you would be surprised. Some of our quote unquote competitors,
are very open to share, like, hey, this is what I did, this is what I can, this is what we've done, or, you know, et cetera, right? So I think that a lot of people are so, they're so self-centric, and they think that they know best, and it's like, you don't really know anything, and that's okay. So you need to take a little bit of time, get some knowledge, and put together a strategy instead of just running like a crazy person, blowing all your money, and like you said, taking off like a rocket, but then falling like a rock.
If you want to be the most successful in your business, start acting like you're the most successful in your area.
Yes.
You know, find out who's the best and start emulating them, or figuring out how they mow that yard so perfect. How did they get those stripes to look like that? And then you start doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't look at as every business in my town as a competitor. When it rains, I will meet with several business owners at a local restaurant and eat breakfast and talk to them about, what are you doing to grow? What are you implementing this year to help your revenue increase and your profit margin increase? Little small conversations like that, it challenges us and it helps differentiate us from people that won't show up for a little breakfast conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in a bunch of different small business and networking groups here in the city of Cleveland where I'm from, and you hit the nail on the head. Just getting around people who are either already doing what you've done, or just people who are willing to have conversations, challenge one another, and exchange ideas, it's going to allow you to grow. And it's not like we're still in this crazy mafia era where someone's going to come over and shoot the competition or something like that. We're not in that era anymore, right? People are wanting to collaborate. People are wanting to share ideas. People are even wanting to partner or collaborate or things like that. We're very much in a collaboration sort of space. And if you go inward and you just say, I know best, while looking at your bank account, there's nothing in there. While looking at your client list, there's nothing in there. And while looking at your calendar, there's nothing booked. You don't know anything, you know? So that means that it's time to go out and communicate with some experts and start sharing your ideas and getting your opinions challenged so that you can develop as a business owner and a human being.
Well, if someone came to your agency and said, I want to grow, I want to take my business to the next level, I want to improve my client base, what would be two or three things that you would tell them that they need to do?
So the first thing that I would tell them is that we need to take a hard look at your internal systems and processes. Okay. Like, what CRM are you using? Are you texting your potential clients? Are you emailing them? Does the CRM you're using even have those capabilities? It would just be a total systems audit, first of all, because I need to understand how this machine runs in the first place. Once that's established, I would say we need to open more lines of communication between you and not just your ideal prospects, but also your customers that have already worked with you, and figure out how we can get them to give us more referrals or give us more reviews so that we can grow, right? So that would be the focus number two. And then lastly, it would be, let's define how much money you can comfortably invest into marketing. Right? Whether it's going to be text marketing, email marketing, paid ads, Google ads, or organic social media stuff, whatever, right? We need to understand exactly how much money you feel comfortable putting into your advertising every month, because if you're not willing to spend the money to push yourself out there to more people, then you are going to stay stagnated. You can only move so far with word of mouth. In my experience, we typically see word of mouth cap out at about $400,000 per year in revenue. But we also suggest to people that when it comes to their marketing, they should be willing to put 10% of their revenue right back into advertising, right back into marketing. So that's about 40 grand a year, right? That 40 grand a year with a good strategy, with good Google ads, with a good social media strategy, the amount of visibility that you'll have. And then if you compound it with a great text and email follow-up system, most of my clients who have come through the door, they've seen anywhere from a 40 to 60% jump just implementing our systems, right?
Nice.
And that's ultimately what it boils down to, is like, you have the ability to perform the work. You just don't have the ability to push yourself out to more people in a structured way yet, because no one's ever held your hand and said, this is how we're going to go about marketing your business. You might have thrown some money at ads. You maybe posted something on social media that one time. But there's no consistent strategy to how you're going to get your business out there. You have to look at marketing as a necessary expense, just like gas for the vehicles, just like mowers, just like this, just like that. You also need at least 10% of your revenue to go back into that marketing and advertising so that you have a consistent amount of new and fresh people coming through the door, because it compounds too, right? As you start to build up that list of people who at the very least got an estimate from you, well, now you can text and email them whenever you want for little to no money, which means that I open the door now for, okay, you didn't want to work with me 2 months ago, but maybe you got a raise and now you can afford to work with me. And I've been texting you for the last 2 months, you know, or this is a previous customer. They've worked with me before, but maybe they're a real estate investor. So now they're like, I've got 6 properties and I need you to service all of them. And had you not reached out to me, I might have called somebody else, right? But you've been consistently sending me emails, texting me, etc. So you've been at the top of my mind. So as soon as I became that investor and I started getting all these properties, now I've got somebody that I can trust to handle things. So it would really just be about how much are you communicating with your prospects and customers? How much energy are you putting to create more visibility? And how structured and consistent can you be with creating that visibility? And then, of course, your systems. Are your systems built for increased visibility? Because we've had, and that was why we started focusing on implementing systems first. When we initially started this marketing agency, we would come in and we would open the floodgates. You'd have leads coming in from here, from here, from here, from here, from here, and their systems and back end could not handle it all. Leads were getting lost. They were spending money on advertising and not getting a return. And then when I did the systems audit, I'm like, well, no one ever called these people. No one ever shot these people a message. No one ever gave this person an estimate. This person is reaching out right now saying no one ever called me, you know? Yeah. And so that was when we were like, we need to get more into the system side of things before we get into the marketing side of things.
That's good. Lawn care businesses do not fail because the business owner can't do the work. You know, they know how to stripe, they know how to mow, they know how to edge, they know how to trim the shrubs, install the mulch or river rock or whatever the job is, but they fail because they have no systems. If you can do the work, you need to set up your systems so that when all the work comes in, you're prepared to be able to do the work.
Exactly.
So, do you serve clients outside of Cleveland? Are you nationwide or?
Yes. So we are nationwide. We have a couple of services that are local only. If you were to go on my Instagram page, you would maybe see me in a hole with one of my clients that's doing a full landscape renovation. We handle social media for people locally, where we send a videographer out, get a great footage and everything like that, and then post it on their behalf. But the bulk of our services, paid ads, SEO, website design, answer engine optimization, text and email marketing, all of that is nationwide.
Let's take another short break and let's hear a word from a show sponsor.
Does your website look like it was built in 2008? Does this sound familiar? Blurry photos, clunky button, buried phone numbers? That's costing you leads. At Green Frog Web Design, we build sharp, modern websites built to bring you business, not chase it away. Stop hiding behind that updated website. Visit greenfrogwebdesign.com and let's fix that website today.
So tell our listeners where they can contact you, how they can follow you. If they are in need of your services, how can they get a hold of you?
So we call our system for marketing the job flow system. So if you want to learn how we can help with your marketing, your back-end systems, and just get you running smooth, you can visit www.getjobflowsystem.com. If you just want to follow me on Facebook, you can type in my name. You'll see me sitting next to a tiger. And if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's just charles.nwm.
Well, I appreciate you joining the Lawn Hustle today and giving our listeners this actionable things that they can do to help their businesses be successful. Nobody starts a business to fail.
Right.
You know, we don't want to fail. We want to be successful. And what you have shared with us today, I feel can help businesses find that success. So I appreciate you. I thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle. Are we leaving anything out that you want to share with us?
No. I think the main thing would just be, you know, tightening up on your strategy, tighten up on your systems, and tighten up on your standards. And if you aren't sure about any of those three things, that's where you're going to be setting yourself up to fail.
Right.
So Hugh, I appreciate you, by the way. I appreciate you having me on. I'm new to the podcast scene, so I appreciate you letting me come on and share a little bit with your listeners.
Absolutely. I have about 7 or 8 close friends in the industry that they all do podcasts. So I will share your information with them if that's okay.
I appreciate that.
Maybe get you out in front of other audiences as well.
Sounds great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we thank you for listening to the Lawn Hustle. Keep growing, keep hustling, and keep making cash. I appreciate you listening to the Lawn Hustle, and we pray you have a good day.